The governor of Puerto Rico is warning residents to prepare for catastrophic winds and flooding as Hurricane Maria moves closer. The hurricane is currently a Category 5 and is expected to start affecting the island tonight. The island of Dominica has already felt the fury of the storm, and officials are asking for helicopters so they can assess the damage. The governor there says the physical damage on the island is mind-boggling. Jeff Huffman is director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. He joins us on Skype. Jeff, first of all, just give us the latest on the storm.
Well, Maria is still a dangerous Category 5 storm as of the advisory this morning from the National Hurricane Center. It's located only about 115 miles or even less than that now from the island of Guadalupe and about 125 miles from St. Croix. So it's starting to make its turn to the west-northwest and will be heading right for Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, the forecast track is for it to make a direct hit on the island of Puerto Rico.
Now, it was a Category 5 last night. It weakened overnight to a Category 4, then went back to Category 5. Do you expect it to continue to strengthen?
It might fluctuate some in intensity. I think the hurricane has potentially reached its maximum in terms of its wind speed and strength, but we can't really emphasize enough. There's not much of a difference between a strong Category 4 and a weak Category 5 in terms of the potential impact to land. It's going through a little bit of an eyewall replacement cycle, or it's expected to in the next 24 hours. It also had that brief interaction with the island of Dominica. So bottom line here, the story is this is going to be a very powerful, very dangerous, and potentially, these are the words of the National Hurricane Center, potentially catastrophic hurricane heading for Puerto Rico.
And when you look at a place like Puerto Rico or even St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands, which also is in the path. What is the risk? Is it about the winds from this storm? Is it about storm surge, or is it about rainfall, or all of them?
It's all of them. The only positive, if there is one with this, is that it's moving at a fairly steady pace. But then again, the tremendous amount of rain that a hurricane of this strength can cause will cause mudslides and potential flooding. And then the storm surge risk is more significant with this storm for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands than it was with Irma. The wind risk may be more significant for Puerto Rico, especially the eastern side of Puerto Rico. But they're going to be on what's called the right front quadrant of this hurricane, meaning that the forward motion of the storm combined with the wind speed is going to hit to the right of the path. But all four hazards that typically come with the hurricane, including the surge, the heavy rain, and the wind, and even the tornado risk in those outer bands on some of the other islands, it's all with this major hurricane.
What can people who are in the path of this storm do? If they're able to evacuate, obviously they can evacuate. But if they're not able to evacuate, how dangerous is this storm going to be, let's say, in Puerto Rico?
Well, time has almost run out in Puerto Rico to do any type of evacuation. And really, unfortunately, there's not a lot of places anyone's going to be able to go. I'd say if there's a chance to get to the western side of the island, you're going to be in a better spot than the eastern side. And if there's a chance to get to the northern side, you're going to be in a better spot than the southern side. But now it's time to hunker down. It's time to find the most sturdiest structure you can and the interior part of that structure. It's time to elevate yourself. Try to find the highest structure that you can safely get to if you're right along the coast.
I got an alert last night when Maria became a Category 5 that said a rare Category 5. And I thought to myself, is it really that rare anymore? We've already had a few this year.
We have. I think any type of context with these major hurricanes we've had this year, you have to remember that this has happened before. We had the record longest period without a major hurricane hit in the United States prior to Harvey. And then so, you know, a lot of times in the weather business, averages, very rarely do you have what's called an average or a normal season in anything, really. Those averages and normals are all obtained from the extremes on one side or the other. So it's not rare that we've had this many Category 5s, but it is unfortunate. And I think there's not a lot of science that goes into this. It's just happenstance. It is unfortunate that the major hurricanes have hit land areas this season, and very unfortunate that some of these same islands are experiencing two Category 5 storms in a matter of about 2.5 weeks.
That's Jeff Huffman, director and chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.